our Community Day event is coming up August 17th. We are expecting many, many participants to join us in this event. You can be entertained by a showdown. There's going to be lots of events to participate in.
And this is at Lions Field, which some folks may not exactly know where it is, but it's basically on the north side of the township, I guess you would say, up in that area.
Yes, it is. If you know where Vandenboom School is, it's very close to Vandenboom School. That's where our recreation area is, Lions Field Recreation Area.
So what are some of the things that are going on and happening at the event?
Well, our softball tournament, which is a double elimination tournament, begins around 9 a.m. And that'll last all day long. At 11 o'clock, our events for the children start, which is the bouncy house and the kids' 18-foot slide. There'll also be fire trucks and a rescue vehicles there on display for people to view. The fire department is going to be having great food at their concession stand, that you can purchase. And the Texaco Country Showdown begins at 2 p.m.
There's a lot of entertainment with it. I know we were at this a couple of years back when it was going on, and I know that there's been a lot of changes. They've kind of made it bigger even now. And if nothing else, if you haven't been to Lions Field in the last few years, there's been a lot of great upgrades made there as well. So you're kind of showing that off as a township too, aren't you?
You know, the recreation area looks beautiful. They've got new dugouts. They've got covered bleachers. They have a new scoreboard. They've done quite a bit of painting, new fenced-in area. It really is a very nice recreational area in the township.
It is the third annual Lions Field Recreation Area Catch the Vision Community Day. It's coming up on Saturday the 17th in Marquette Township. Julie Peterson with us in the studio. She is a volunteer with the Marquette Township Committee Community Events Planning Committee, and talking about the Catch the Vision Community Day. One thing to stress here, Julie, is that you got all kinds of things going on. There are some changes, though. You've got live music, some beer tent, and other concessions, including some ice cream cones. They've got groups with that are raising some funds as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we do. The Little League will be selling ice cream cones, which were a huge hit last year. They charged $1 for a Gilbert ice cream cone. We are having a beer tent this year, which should be an exciting addition.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also having live music and dancing by a band called Reveal.
Mm-hmm. And that's all part of the events and activities that are going on that day. I know the idea here is to kind of get people out to come out and check out some of the facilities and find out what's going on in the township, because you'll also have some of the township officials there that they can answer any questions and whatnot that may be going on too, if people have any.
Oh, absolutely. We encourage people to come on out, bring their families. We encourage anybody from the surrounding communities. Everybody is welcome at this event.
With this softball that's going on, you say double elimination tournament, is it already filled, or if people have a team or something, or how could they find out more about that?
Whitney Brugman is in charge of the softball co-ed teams. The last I heard, we were at about 5 or 6 teams. They are allowing around 8 teams maximum to participate in this co-ed tournament. The guys this year, last year they were required to bat opposite hand. This year they are they purchased mush balls, so the men will be using mush balls this year.
Because some of those guys are switch hitters, actually. They can hit pretty well with their offhand.
Right.
It's a highly competitive round, I see. But that's the idea. It's all fun, and everybody is welcome.
Yes, they are. We encourage everybody to participate or be entertained.
If people have questions, should they contact the township offices? What should they do?
People can contact the township offices if they have any questions. One more thing that I wanted to mention is we are asking people, because there is going to be quite a few people at this event, that they leave their dogs at home.
Ah, good idea. Leave the pets at home. Don't bring them around, because there's going to be enough people running around. And with all the noise and everything like that, they could kind of freak out the dogs
It would make the dogs nervous. Yeah, that's great.
So again, when and
great
where?
Advice.
Okay, this is our third annual Lions Field Community Day event Saturday, August 17th. It'll run from 9 a.m. till around 10, 10:30 p.m.
Everybody's welcome to come on out.
Come on out.